From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Have you ever wondered what the average American farmer looks like? A new report says he is a 58-year-old white man. That information comes from the United States Census Bureau, a government agency that collects and studies information about the nation's population and economy. The report also says farmers 65 and older are the fastest growing population group. As these farmers retire, American agriculture will experience big changes. The report suggests what some of those changes might look like and why they might not be so bad. Adrian Gibson works a small piece of land in the rolling hills north of Knoxville, Tennessee. She is something of a new face in American agriculture. First of all, she's a woman. And secondly, she's a minority. And she is succeeding in an industry controlled mostly by white men. But the Census Bureau report suggests that may be changing. The number of minority farmers working American soil is growing, and fast. The report also suggests that U.S. farms are getting smaller. Adrian Gibson earns money by using a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, model of farming. As a CSA farmer, she raises food for a handful of buyers who agree to pay her before her crops are ready.
We have 23 CSA customers. They subscribe to supporting the farm, and in return, they get a weekly basket of vegetables from May through October.
Nate Phillips teaches farming at Middle Tennessee State University. He says smaller farms are partly a reaction to changes in the way Americans think about their food.
This growing interest in where our food's coming from, what is the food quality, things like that. And I think we'll continue to see that increase.
This movement is often called farm to table. It means that more Americans are starting to buy food that is grown locally. And they want to know exactly where their food is coming from. Nate Phillips adds that more young people are entering farming because of this trend.
I'm seeing a lot more students from Nashville or the cities that are coming in that didn't grow up around agriculture, weren't from an agricultural background, but have that interest.
Nate Phillips thinks it is good that the people who grow food are beginning to look more like the people who eat it.
It reflects our general society. It reflects, what our communities are like around us, and I think that's a great thing for agriculture.
And that's the Agriculture Report. I'm Anna Mateo.